Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The new Findlay Golf Course should be worth the wait. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It costs $13-plus million, all paid by Rams Club donors, from four gifts of $1 million each down to 17 gifts of under $10,000. It was supposed to be ready by September 1, but looks like it will be a little later than that. The two biggest changes will be cheered by both UNC golf teams, scratch players and low handicappers, as well as weekend hackers. Both are a result of converting the old holes 10 and 11 into a private practice facility for the Tar Heels, which required adding two new holes to the old back nine. The change eliminates the quirky first 11 holes on the east side of Findlay Golf Course Road. The revised layout has a traditional nine holes on each side of the road, both par 36, and the old front nine is the new back nine, and vice versa. Turning holes 12 through 18 on the old back side into nine holes required utilizing open land by Love Golf Design, owned by ex-Tar Heels Davis Love and his brother Mark, renovating Tom Fazio's overall rebuild in the 1990s. The new number one tee is pushed way back and uses about two-thirds of the old number 12 par 3 fairway, lengthened to a starter par 4 of 207 yards. It is followed by a monstrous par 4 of 495 yards with the tee box adjacent to the first green. Next to the number 2 green is the tee for a new manageable par 3 of 140 yards. Number 4 is the old number 14 par 3, lengthened to a par 4 sloping uphill dogleg right to a heavily bunkered green. Number 5 is the old 15 along the pond and stretched out to 500 yards, behind which is the tee to another new par 3 of 185 yards over the edge of the marsh. Number 7 is the old number 16 par 4, number 8 is the old number 17 par 5, and number 9 is the former finishing hole par 4. The flipped back 9 remains a par 36. The holes are basically in the same position as the old front 9 with one alteration. The short par 3, old number 5, new number 14, has been extended to a more challenging par 3 of 237 yards. The biggest change with the putting greens has been replacing bent grass with a new strain of Bermuda that holds up better in the late hot summer months. Premium local courses such as Duke, Hope Valley, and Old Chatham have all made the same move in recent years. The greens have also had new underground drainage systems, and most of the numerous bunkers have been reconstructed. We had some serious catching up to do when it comes to the golf course and, most importantly, our facilities, said men's golf coach Andrew DiBenedetto, whose team will now share with the women's team a premier practice area and driving range where the old 10th and 11th holes used to be. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.